Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this June 24th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, welcoming into the studio our good friend, Lacey Alling. Did I say it right?
You did say it right.
Ah, yes.
Who
finally.
Told you?
I heard it over the weekend.
Oh.
I wanted to send you that this works out perfect because I wanted to shout you out for the Cranberry Blossom Fest. Not just you, of course, but the team over there and all the good work you guys did. Heard your breaks with us, and we appreciate you being able to make the time and hang out with us a little bit on air. And I heard you guys talking off air, and Lacey, I shrunk. I'm over here producing and everything. I'm locked in. I hear that I've been mispronouncing your name all these years, and I felt horrible.
I didn't tell you.
No, you didn't, because you're too nice. You know.
I will take that. If anyone is listening that has ever said anything, he just said I was too nice. So remember that.
But I really do appreciate you being here. It's been a while. It's good to see you. Good to talk with you. And good to dive into this agenda we have today to get to, because there's a lot of great things going on in the area.
Yes.
You want to start with registration being open for the 18-hole golf event coming up? Or
yes. So we can start with there. I know they actually had some damage, so I really hope that everything is going well for cleanup at Bullseye. We will be there on the 22nd next month, so very excited to be at the Ridges. Obviously, if you're looking to register your team, to network, just to get out of the office, have some camaraderie, and I mean, obviously network too with other businesses in the area. We'll have a lot of games at each hole. There'll be different raffle tickets, some super ticket options for additional fun games. So definitely excited to kind of have Michelle was okay at the Ridges with a little like putt and play type action.
Cool.
So really excited to get to be out there and then obviously, you know, support local and come out and golf with us.
It's going to be a really good event. Now, do people have time still to put teams together? Do you have enough room for that?
Or? Absolutely. So we are a little bit over halfway full for this. We're going to start pushing it just that we try to wait and do one event at a time so we don't overwhelm people. But yes, if you are looking to register a team or even if you, we had a couple people that were like, well, I have me and a significant other that like to golf, we would definitely like if you could pair us with two other people. So that's something new to where you don't have to have, you know, they were like, well, I don't have any friends, but
right.
they were just excited to like, okay, well, I definitely can find one person if you can like mix and match and then kind of have a little bit more fun to even get to know somebody on the 18 holes.
It's a really smart way to do it. And that's great. And it gives more and more people a chance to do this. We know how much people love golf in this area and everything. So always a well-attended event. Get your team together. Not only fun for the golf and the Ridges and all the beauty of that, but great team building, networking. You're going to have a 50-50, some raffles there, a lot of great stuff.
Yes.
If people want to register, we'll let you know how you can do that in just a little bit. Networking at night, right around the corner. That's coming up.
Yes. I know. I feel like it's almost July already.
It does feel like it.
We're almost halfway through the year. It's crazy.
I had to do a double take at the calendar the other day when I was putting the schedule together. Yeah.
I know. Get ready. It's almost, I almost said Christmas, but I'm not even going to look
before
at how many days.
Before we know it. Yeah.
I'm not even going to look at how many days until that.
No.
So we will be, it's going to be hosted by the current Young Professionals Group. So if you did attend any events of theirs over the weekend or the last couple months, they did do the Downtown on Tap, which was really fun. And so we will be, it'll be July 28th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Lucky's on 2nd.
It's going to be a really great event. Another one of these ones where you've heard us talk about networking at night for a long time here. The fellowship, the camaraderie, the connections that you can make. And it's all of those things along with just the organic stuff that can only happen when you're there in person and running into these people. It's a really good opportunity for you, your business, just in general. I'm going to have some good entertainment down there, some good appetizers, it looks like.
Yes, appetizers provided by Milltown Coffee Company. So they are out in Kellner by where Chatterbox is. So they're using that space, and from what I see, they are very busy when I was out there over the weekend. And then entertainment provided by Wham Incorporated.
I can only begin to imagine what that's going to be with Phil and the gang
It'll
over there.
But
it's going to be great. It's going to be good. Great way to connect local members and networks. Raffle prizes. This is free to attend. Everybody keep that in mind. And again, we'll give you the information more of how you can find out more about this in just a little bit. But we can encourage you to go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, find out information about all these things Lacey and I are talking about. Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals. Yes. That one's also coming up, Lace.
Yes, and you can still register for that. That is going to be at Mid-State Technical College. It'll be on July 30th from 11 a.m. to 12:30. Registration will end the day after the golf outing, so July 23rd. And then our speaker will be Zach Stablaski. I think I'm saying that right.
I think you got it,
from Ocean Spray Cranberries. And he's going to be talking about just effective techniques for safety, training, policy, procedures. And then obviously this is free for chamber members. There is a small fee if you are not a member. And the last one I attended was wonderful. We had a lot of people, a lot of great information. And then they can also send out, so if you register for it, you can be sent the PowerPoint to kind of go over with your own business internally as well.
Yeah, that's the first thing I was thinking. Like, what a great resource to be able to have right there and get that kind of information so that you are, it's one of the biggest things for especially a newer business to really go into. And you plan, you've got marketing ideas, you've got a business and all these different things. And then, oh no, this part of it that you didn't really think about or really know enough information about. Having somebody who really knows their stuff right there like Zach, that's going to be really nice.
Absolutely. I think any small business, you have to wear all hats. So your HR, your safety, and obviously you want to make sure that you plan for things. And I think if you have it planned for, if stuff does happen, it's way easier to kind of go back in that mental notebook than to have to kind of scramble. And then typically if you're in reactive mode, it doesn't end up well.
Speaking of reacting really well, it's been a bit of a busy morning around here and a lot of plates spinning and all of that. And I didn't realize that I had completely flipped our agenda here on you, Lacey.
I rolled with it.
Just roll with it. I'm going to get you an improv or something.
I try.
We wanted to touch on a couple of events. Let's get to those if you don't mind. Lunch by the River, that is actually coming up right around the corner. It'll be this Thursday.
Yes. So we kind of jumped for your next month forward. So now you can kind of plan. You could put that in the calendar, then flip it back to June, and then now you're ready for June.
Just like we planned it.
Yes.
Just
yes. It was secretly planned that way. So we are at Lunch by the River on every single Thursday, even the third. I mean, I know the 4th of July, we kind of share custody with the city for that one.
Yeah.
But we are there on the 3rd, the day before that. So we will be here this Thursday from 11:30 to 1. Obviously, that is Veterans Memorial Park. Mm-hmm. And our week's exclusive sponsor is Greenway RV Sales and Service. Mm-hmm. Obviously, great timing to kick off 4th of July weekend. That's a huge camping weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our entertainment. It does say that we have someone who I love, but he, unfortunately, he also is a teacher. So he couldn't get a sub. So we have a different entertainment this week, Rod the Sax Man.
Mm.
So he plays the saxophone and excited to have some music down there.
Yeah.
A little bit of band. We haven't had a lot of live bands, mm-hmm. more entertainment, which obviously we love entertainment down there, but something different. So he's performed for a long time and I guess even has a microphone for his sax. So
cool.
Super cool to see that.
Oh, nice. I've heard a little of him over the years and very good at what he does, very talented. I have to say with bands in that area at Veterans Park and everything, the music carries so well.
Yes.
It's really nice. I don't know why it does. I don't know the science of it or anything, but I've never been down there and heard a band and not been able to hear them really well, no matter where I was at the park and everything. So that's a great act to have. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I think it helps with the water, and
then maybe it
bounces off
that too,
the bridges.
I was thinking it too.
Because you can typically hear it from the farmer's market.
Let's just assume that's what it
is.
Yes. Yeah.
Good acoustics. And then we have quite a few food trucks this week. So we have Chatterbox Catering, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, The Pig Pen, Yum Food Truck, and El Sembrador.
Oh, great stuff. Something for everybody. Big shout out to all of them for being down there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And we encourage you to check it out every Thursday all summer long. We're looking forward to being down there pretty soon. I think in August we are down there. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And our presenting sponsor for this is Enbridge, our Royal Flush sponsor, Crockett Septic. And then for more information, or if you want to get involved, or you want to be an entertainer, food vendor, you want to have activities there, please reach out. Our phone number is 715-423-1830.
Gather by the Band Shell coming up in July. Looking forward to this one.
Yes, Tuesday, July 8th. So it is typically the second Tuesday of the month for people that are trying to make sure they can put it in their calendar. And then it is June through August. It's just a summer event out in Rome. And then this event is presented by Visit Rome. Our monthly sponsors are Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa and Mid-State Technical College. And then we do have a couple of season sponsors. So Sand Valley and Coldwell Banker Advantage. So they will also be there all season. They have canopies set up. They're giving away lots of swag, as well as I know Ho-Chunk. If you can find them, they give away free play every time they are out there. Our food vendor is the Pig Pen. And they do have smoked cheesecake.
Oh, my God, I got to try that.
So definitely something different. I have never seen anyone do that.
Blew my mind. Yes. I've never heard of that before. Yeah, so I got to try that.
Caramel pecan smoked cheesecake and then a strawberry. It's like I think it's like strawberry. It might be strawberry cherry or just strawberry cheesecake.
Can you handle the rest of this? I got to go. Right? I got to go check
and
that out right
they'll
now.
They'll be there on Thursday this week and then obviously gather. And they have had a line. I think it's just it's nice having some of like, they have, I think the most interesting thing I saw was the brisket mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So an ample amount of brisket on top of it. But I think it's nice to have just different things. Obviously, like you said, something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And definitely great to have just more innovative stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't taste like smoke, but I could like taste like it was like, I don't know. It was different. I didn't get like, you know, like where it's like, you know, like charcoal smoke, but it was really, really good.
I get exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, I really, really liked it. I think it's cool to have stuff like that. And especially in a smaller area, it's nice to be able to still try new things.
Well, and I mean, such a great point right there. You're not having to necessarily bop around town. It's right there for you and everything. And when you're doing this, you're supporting local. You're supporting neighbors and friends and family and stuff when you're able to help these businesses out. And also maybe trying your new favorite thing, you know, your new favorite food or something like that. Give it a shot. That's going to be great. I cannot wait to try that. I'll have to wait until Thursday, but I'm going to try it on Thursday. I'll be down there, especially because one of my favorite bands is going to be down there. I love Duology. Love those guys.
Yeah. So Gather, they have... obviously, huge shout out to Ben. Always been really, really great at helping at these events. So Ben and Alex, they'll both be there for Gather by the Bandshell this month. So very excited to have them.
A great time. And among all of this, the atmosphere, the setting, everything is just wonderful over there. I cannot encourage you to make plans enough for that one. And Rendezvous in the Park, as Lacey well knows. I love I just love Riverside Park. Love it over there. So one of my favorite places.
I love that there is... there's space to spread out as well as there is more shelter coverings too. So then, and they're different sizes. So it's nice for us to be able to accommodate certain entertainment that need a little bit of shelter, or obviously this year we have pool tables down there. So to make sure they have some shelter and then have fun, obviously learn a little bit. If that's not your atmosphere to go somewhere and try something new with a bunch of people watching you at the spot by Jacoby, but you can go down there, try, and obviously have a little bit of fun. They couldn't bring the pool table last month because it was raining, and obviously we want to make sure that we care about their livelihood too. So they didn't bring it down, but they did bring down like a wheel spinner, and they gave away a lot of swag. Some free drink tickets was really fun. My 13-year-old was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! Have to go and get a drink." I'm like,
"Cool,
you're ridiculous." But very, very fun. City of Nakusa was down there, and they did bring the fire department out with an obstacle course. They have a cadet program that they are kicking off in Nakusa to help obviously kind of educate the youth about fire safety, as well as they have secured a grant through Legacy to be able to pay for some of those kids to get the EMS fire safety through Mid-State. So if you're interested in pursuing that kind of career, they have a 14 and up cadet program where you can actually go and stay at the fire station.
Wow.
So you can't go obviously on the calls, but you can be a part of it. You can be a part of practice. You can be a part of like their routine when they're at the station. They had a little obstacle course set up where obviously you have to put that gear on and it's heavy, and then to go over things, climb through things. So really, really nice to have them be a little bit more involved for this. So huge shout out to the Nakusa Fire Department. Really grateful for them to make time to bring out the trucks and set up and be a part of these events.
It's so cool they're doing this. It's also so smart of them to do this.
Yes.
This is one of those industries, and I talk about this any chance I get, that our firefighters, we need more and more people, more and more good people into this industry, and especially getting younger people, you know, maybe they catch an idea that this is something they want to pursue, whether as a volunteer or a profession. Even if one person out of 100, it's worth it. Like, that's
absolutely
such a cool idea. And I don't know if you know this about me, but well before I wanted to be an actor, firefighter. Like, yeah. There's something about it to me. There's something, I have such a high respect for that industry. And it's really cool that they'll be down there. But that's the great part of all of this. And again, that beautiful setting, our good friends at Jacoby over there, love our friends over there at Jacoby. And am I seeing the Entertainment Act right? Because that is one of the better band names I've ever seen.
Yeah. So the Shantytowners.
That's good. That's
so it's
good.
Like a father and son, and they do a lot of polka, and they are from Nakusa. So I think it's really great that Nakusa supports Nakusa. Nakusa gets active in Nakusa, and I think that it really helps because people love polka.
Yeah.
They love to dance. It gets them up. It gets them moving. And I like seeing it. My mom is like a polka. She just loves polka. She likes to, like, when we were little, I remember her just cranking it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we were arguing, she would just play it really loud. So then we would be like, okay, mom, like, we're all in agreement. We want you to turn this off right now, so we'll stop arguing.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's really nice to see couples, you know, dancing out there, or even like grandmas and granddaughters and grandpas and, you know, granddaughters. It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute for little pictures.
I also see where the brilliance of your mother and you learned from that. I see. I can pick up on that. That's awesome. That's a great move by her. And a great time to be had at Rendezvous in the Park. July 16th is when that's coming up. And Lacey, as we come full circle here, let's wrap up just reminding everybody again real quick about how to register for the 42nd Annual Lucky Summer Golf Classic and some of these other things we have going on.
Yes. So visit our website. And then if you click on the top part, you can click on just different community events and it will take you to it. And then it'll take you to almost like my email, which is just communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. I know it's long. Or you can just call and we can always walk you through it too. And we can always email you a copy of the registration form. If that's, you know, I think we try to be as user friendly as we can be. And we are there 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So please visit our website, visit our social media platforms. We're really trying to get active with our newer interns on other, like, LinkedIn and obviously Instagram, things like that. So definitely reach out, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, or call 715-423-1830, or visit us at any of these upcoming community events where we typically have registration forms for everything upcoming.
And I'll say I've been doing this job and been humbled and appreciative to be able to do this job for many years. I've had a lot of people come in and out of here. Whether you're a new business or an old business, if you have not already become a chamber member, cannot encourage you enough to do it. It is not only all the resources and the availability, the connections that Lacey and the team can put together for you and help you out with, but I hear people all the time talking about, oh, they're a chamber member. I'm going to check that out. The what it means to be a chamber member and support your community and show right out the gate, I support this community, I'm putting back into this community. More and more people are wanting to use their dollar at places like that. This is no there's no real rocket science behind this. It's just buying local, supporting local. It's what people want to do, and they're taking it to such many different levels, and I love seeing it. It's been a real joy. So I encourage you again, if you haven't already, become a chamber member. Get on over there, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, find out more. And reach out to Lacey Alling. Get it in there.
Thank you, James.
And the gang over there. And say hi to everybody over there for us, Lace.
Will do. Thank you.
Good to see you. Thanks for being in. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of Rapids Report, brought to you by Crockett Septic here at WFHR.